Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a reminder that you can listen to this show or a replay of it at 800-31, area code 605-562-5111. We're still working on getting our new podcast system up. I hear it's going to be grand and glorious, and as soon as it's ready, we will let you know what's going on about that. All righty, getting on back to the news, getting on back to immigration. The University of California system has now pledged $25 million for illegal immigrant scholarships. You legal U.S. citizens, you're just expected to go to the banks and get a student loan to pay for your education at usurious interest rates with no promise of a high-paying job on graduation with which to pay that money back. But the illegal immigrants who shouldn't be here in the first place are going to get a free ride. Now then, as you're probably hearing all over the media, they're having major record-setting floods all across West Virginia. It's a federal disaster zone, 24 dead so far. It's a very ugly situation. I've been through a flood once myself. They're very, very traumatic. Everybody's saying, what's going on? What's going on? Well, it's really very simple. You remember back in the year 2000 when the carbon Nazis told us snowfalls were a thing of the past? Well, they lied. There was snow this last winter, a lot of it, and it's melting, and that's why West Virginia is underwater right now. They weren't prepared for it because policy was being set on human-caused global warming and snow is a thing of the past. Now, getting on over to the Democratic Party platform, I am not kidding you. Part of the Hillary Clinton Democratic Party platform calls for prosecuting global warming skeptics. If I point out to you how we had snow here on the Big Island a week ago, I could be subject to prosecution. If we point out the fact that below the equator, which is the middle of their winter, they're not only getting snow, they're getting record levels of snow. Oh, no, 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 you've got to be prosecuted for that. Does that sound like freedom of speech to you? Doesn't to me. Okay, now let's see. The Senate just approved the new defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 includes the provision for women to register for the draft to be drafted into combat. They're gearing up for the war. Now, last week, as you're probably aware, the Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling that basically said Obama's 2014 deferred action for parents of Americans and lawful permanent residence policy was unconstitutional because he just wrote that off of his desk. And it was declared unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court, because they tied, since Scalia is not around anymore, let that lower court ruling stand. And Obama threw a tantrum. And the tantrum is continuing because, according to a story out of IntelliHub, Obama is planning on ignoring the Supreme Court. He is going to refuse to deport illegal immigrants. Now, that to me is a failure of his duty as the chief executive of the executive branch. His job is not to issue orders, but to obey them. And he's absolutely failing. He's standing up there saying, I'm not going to do what Congress told me to do. I'm not going to do what the Supreme Court tells me to do. I'm not going to do what the people tell me to do. It's amazing stuff here. Okay, the intelligence community is getting ready to evaluate their relationship with Hollywood. And Senators Richard Burr and Dianne Feinstein have included an amendment to the annual intelligence spending bill that calls for the Director of National Intelligence to submit annual reports to congressional oversight committees detailing how the CIA and 15 other intelligence agencies interact with the entertainment industry. Now, this is nothing new. Intelligence agencies have been trying to control Hollywood all along, long before he was head of the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover was out there in Hollywood trying to say, you should make these kind of movies, you shouldn't make these other kind of movies. He actually got into an argument with Charlie Chaplin, because many of Charlie Chaplin's movies portrayed government officials as oafish buffoons. And Chaplin did that because that was what his audience wanted to see. That was then as now the common perception of a government worker as an oafish buffoon. And J. Edgar Hoover went on out to Charlie Chaplin and said, no, 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 you have to make movies that show government officials as really great people. And Chaplin basically laughed at him. And J. Edgar Hoover was instrumental in getting Charlie Chaplin's citizenship revoked in revenge. And when Chaplin came back to the United States to receive his Lifetime Achievement Award at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, it took a special act of Congress to let him into the country to pick up his award. All right, shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining us right now. We're talking about how the U.S. government wants reports on how intelligence agencies interact with and control Hollywood and, by extension, TV, newspapers, and so forth. We know it's been going on a long time. Operation Mockingbird is one known example. And we're talking about how J. Edgar Hoover was trying to arm-twist Charlie Chaplin, the silent movie star, up until The Great Dictator, to make movies that showed government people in the best possible light. And it didn't begin and end with Charlie Chaplin. There was a movie called The FBI Story, and it starred Jimmy Stewart, who's a very fine actor. And what most people don't know is J. Edgar Hoover was actually on that soundstage every single day telling the director how to direct the movie to make the FBI look really good. He was obsessed with the FBI's public image. And Hoover actually appears briefly in the film as a cameo from the rear only. But that's how intense it was and still is. It's going to be a very thick report if they're honest about what's going on. And I worked in Hollywood for a lot of years, and I saw it time and time again. The place has got more spooks than the Haunted Mansion down in Disneyland. Okay, story out of Patriot Rising, and I concur with this one. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of TWA Flight 800. And this article is saying it's time for an honest investigation. Well, we've already had one here in the independent media. We know we were lied to. We know there were witnesses who saw a missile rise up from a confirmed ongoing test of the U.S. Navy's Aegis CEC system. I reject the call for a new media or government investigation. It just gives them another time, another chance to polish the lies. We know we were lied to. We know that plane was tragically shot down by accident during a military exercise. And it happens alarmingly on a regular basis. The United Nations acknowledges at least 25 shootdowns by accident of passenger jets by the military. Most remain classified. Obviously, it was going to be very hard to keep a lid on that shootdown of the Iranian Airbus by the USS Vincennes. But again, we know the government lied, and we don't need to go over the fine details any longer. It's time for the American people to stand up and say, we are tired of a government and a corporate media that lies to us about everything to get our money and our obedience and the life and limb of our children for wars. Getting on back to education and all of this free scholarship money for illegal immigrants at a time when legal American citizens are having to go deep into debt for their education. You kind of have to wonder why they even bother. Over at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, they've issued a politically correct guide this week that declared Christmas vacation is a microaggression. Telling a woman, I love your shoes, is a microaggression. Everything you do is a microaggression. Stop thinking, stop talking, just cast your eyes downward and be obedient. Then you'll be politically correct. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, I just want to go back briefly to the Brexit. People in the UK now have awoken to the nonsense that they're being fed by the mainstream and corporate media. And I think you published that little opinion poll after the event of the Brexit, which showed the people really do want to exit. I think 75 point something percent against 25 point something percent. So there we go. People are wised up. And I think this is now putting pressure on Cameron to go earlier. According to what I've been reading in today's nonsense, is that, yes, he may go by September the 2nd. So... And the thing is, what is being demanded is that a Brexiteer becomes Prime Minister to negotiate this exit from the EU. And it gives me great pleasure to see that George Soros lost a load of money.
Let's all feel bad for George Soros. Oh, you know, George Soros is the greatest argument on earth for socialism. Because it shows how people with too much money can just really mess up the place for the rest of us.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking at another story where, according to reports coming out of the Syrian, the SAA, the Syrian news agency, a huge effort now is going ahead with Russian air power and the Syrian Arab Army to clear Aleppo province rapidly of these Takfiris and what have you. And it looks very likely that in Iraq as well, they're having great success, and Fallujah is now entirely free and they can now concentrate on Mosul. It's things are moving in the wrong direction for Mr. Obama's foreign policy.
Ask me if
Oh dear, I've lost your volume. I've lost your audio, Michael. Are you there? Ah, right.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, everybody, but we just lost our internet connection out here on the island of Oahu. So we're going to be trying to do the show as much as we can by cell phone. Is John still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, Michael.
Okay, well, basically, again, as I was saying, the money junkies at the top of the pyramid are very much intent on starting a war to protect their little banker scam. They really do think that a world war is going to protect, rather force the world to go on to the U.S. dollar, continue to use it. They're trying to go back to Bretton Woods. And so it's a very, very dangerous situation. And my concern remains, if we go to war, we're probably going to lose it because the U.S. has been at war on all these countries for all these years. Our stockpiles are drawn down. Our men are exhausted. The material is exhausted. Our latest weapons are overpriced junk. And when you look at the weapons coming out of Russia and China, they're superior and less expensive. And that means at some point the war is probably going to be go nuclear. I'm sorry to be hemming and hawing, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on with our internet connection while we're here today. And I'm going to try and get it and find out what's going on this next commercial break.
Okay, Michael. Okay? Yep.
All right.
I entirely agree that this whole system is breaking down. It usually starts in the provinces, like the EU, and eventually ends up in the center of Washington.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. It looks like I think this is a problem with Time Warner Oceanic. I mean, I still have my my cable TV, and the lights on the modem are saying we're connected, it's just saying there's no network available. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Whoops. Yeah, there we go. Are we back?
Okay, we're back. Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, you're much better now, Michael.
Okay, all right, absolutely. Our connection is back here, and I don't know whether, some critter was gnawing on the wire or something. Okay, so we've got about another minute and a half here. John, what do you want to say?
Well, as I said, I was looking at these particular aspects of the Middle East, and the U.S. foreign policy is just falling apart. I hope you like that little collage of photographs with Mr. Cameron and Bashar al-Assad.
I love that. I used it. Everybody was commenting on it. They thought it was funny as all heck. And for those who missed it on the website, it was basically David Cameron saying, Assad must go. And then the next panel, it's Assad saying, who must go? And that's followed by the picture of David Cameron as he resigned, followed by a picture of Assad grinning from ear to ear to ear.
Yes, I thought it was most appropriate.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine he's very, very happy about that.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think this interruption has confused me. I've lost track of where I wanted to go.
Well, so that makes two of us because and I don't know if it's living in a third world country and the infrastructure is just absolutely not reliable. Okay?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. At least we have a good one here. We have five major cables from Barbados to Africa, to Europe, to Britain, and to America. So we've got plenty of connection everywhere.
All right, well, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, John. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Andre in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were talking about Venezuela and how they don't have things to eat. Well, here in the United States, in over 39 states, we are being plagued by a huge problem, and it's called wild pigs. They're everywhere. There's estimated that there's 5 to 8 million pigs, and each sow can produce 2 or 3 litters a year, and it could be they could have maybe, you know, 20 little babies, if not more. But we're being overrun, and they're actually, it's open season, pig season, if you want to go hunting for pig, and some of them are Russian boar because they brought them over back in the 1700s.
Well, that's a great food source. I mean, we're coming up on a possible disruption of our supply chains. Yeah, go on out and get, you know, get one of these pigs if it's open season. Take it, put it in the freezer or smokehouse, you know, deal with no electricity. No, there's a lot of pig hunting here in the island of Hawaii because a lot of pigs were brought in by the ancient Polynesians, and they've gone wild. We actually had a bunch of them came in and interrupted our set during we were filming on Lost, and all of a sudden these pigs just came out of the woods and wandered on around saying, "What are you doing here?" Now, the rules are very, very simple. You're not allowed to use firearms, but you are allowed to use bow and arrow.
Well, here in the States, you can use whatever because it's a plague. I mean, they're tearing up crops. They're tearing trees down. They're just destroying Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico. It just goes on and on. Over 39 states are being destroyed by pigs. But the other thing that you had said nominate you for vice president. Well, I did that last week. I went on to Donald Trump's website and nominated you that you'd be an excellent vice president. So what? I think if all the Rivero Rangers get together and do that, maybe we'll have one of the best vice presidents ever.
Well, thank you very much here. I just settled for Donald Trump giving my show a call here and saying hello to all of his supporters who are out here on whatreallyhappened.com and the website.
Well, okay. Like I said, you'd be the best. You are so knowledgeable, and I think the two of you together, we could turn this country around and make it what it used to be.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. And getting on to the situation here with Orlando, there's been an interesting little development. And as it turns out, this is being reported in a couple of different places. There's a YouTube video out about it as well. And do you remember when Orlando first happened and the chief of police came on out and said there was a possibility that some of the people in the Pulse nightclub may have been shot by the police during that final siege? Well, it turns out that apparently, following the altercation in the parking lot outside the club, there were no gunshots fired inside the club until 5:13 a.m., when the SWAT team made its entrance. So this image of Omar Mateen walking around and shooting people while texting and Facebooking and all the rest of it, it didn't happen. No gunfire was heard until the SWAT entry, and it raises the possibility that Omar Mateen and all those people inside the club were actually shot by the police forces. And it's not a nonsensical idea. Remember that shootout at the Empire State Building a couple of years ago? 9 bystanders shot, all by the police. So, now, as you know, the propaganda regarding Orlando has been all over the place and nowhere more so than what was his motive? Because originally it came on, and it was, it was an attack on the gay club. He hated gays. A gay man had been kissing in front of him, and he was outraged. And then you find out he himself was gay, was a regular at the club. Then it came on out, they said, well, it was a revenge killing because one of the club patrons had given him AIDS. And then the FBI came out a few days later and said, we've found absolutely no evidence he was gay. This had to be an ISIS terror attack. And they're all over the place. And now they're at the point saying, we'll never know what his motive was. Just give us your guns and all will be well. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about what happened down in Orlando and how the story keeps mutating over time to the point where nobody's going to believe anything that's being said about it. At first, oh, he hated gays, and no, he was gay himself. All right, had to be ISIS, and nobody can confirm. In fact, the CIA came on out and said there's no links from this guy to ISIS, even though that remains the official story. It's an act of terror. But there is something else going on, because people who knew Omar Mateen are saying he went through a dramatic personality change just weeks before Orlando. And apparently he was researching prescription psychiatric medication online. Now, we don't know if he was on something or not, but we do know that one of the symptoms of these prescription psychiatric medications is serious personality alteration. And it seems like this may be a part of it. Either he was put on prescription psychiatric medication, or he was being covertly fed something to turn him into this robot killer for political gain. And, of course, behind it all, it's always the gun grabbers. Oh, it's the gun grabbers. It's the gun grabbers. We've got to take the guns and everything will be fine. There are terrorists out there who want to kill you, so surrender your weapons and all will be well. Which doesn't make any sense. It absolutely does not. And we've got another story out there on the front of whatreallyhappened.com about a mother came home with her kids, found a stranger in the house, shot him dead. Good for her. Now, out here in Hawaii, they have become the first state to automatically submit all gun owners to the FBI database. The good news is the database is stored on Lois Lerner's hard drive. And here's where it gets just a little weird. This gun-grabbing thing is very hypocritical. They want your guns. They don't want to give up theirs. And apparently there are all these Hollywood stars have signed a petition for Congress to ban guns. And yet all of these people are surrounded by armed bodyguards. Guns are good for them. Bad for you. Now, see, over at CNN, they were interviewing Eric Pratt, trying to get him to commit to this idea that, you know, 30,000 gun deaths a year is really way too much. And he put them in their place by saying, first of all, at least 10,000 of those are suicides. And if they don't have guns, they'll find something else to use. And then he came on out with the actual statistics that for every one negative consequence of the use of a firearm, there are dozens of times where guns have been used to save lives. And the talking bimbo kept saying, no, we don't want to hear about guns saving lives. I want to focus only on the death rate, the killing, and the murder is out of control. And Eric came on out and said that gun ownership in this country has skyrocketed in recent years. And the CNN bimbo was out there saying, see, it's a problem, and the murder rate's going through the roof. And Pratt came on back and said, no, according to the FBI, the murder rate is going down as the American people acquire the means to protect themselves. In fact, while the U.S. is very high in terms of personal firearm ownership, they're not very high in murder rates at all. We're not even in the top 100 gun homicide list. It's very, very clear. I mean, look at Honduras. Strictest gun control out there. Highest per capita murder rate in the world. Look at how many people are being killed up there in Chicago. Or rather, I'm sorry, Detroit, which is held aloft as the gun grabber's paradise. Contrast that with Vermont, which has very relaxed gun laws and a very low per capita murder rate. What's going on here is these gun grabbers aren't concerned about your health and safety. They're worried about their own skins because they are addicted to your money and they don't want to confront their addiction. It's just easier to go on plundering the nation and disarming them so the plunder can proceed apace. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting. Charlie Rangel came on out and absolutely said to the Daily Caller that only politicians need firearms for protection. And he was responding to all these people saying, you've got all these gun-grabbing politicians like Dianne Feinstein who themselves carry weapons. And so Rangel came on out and said, only politicians need firearms for protection. The rest of you, you're just a giant open-air shooting gallery for political gain. And a reminder, Charlie Rangel was just found guilty on 11 out of 13 corruption charges. The gun grabbers are trying to protect their corruption. That's what this is all about. It's not about crime. It's not about safety. It's about maintaining control so they can go on looting and plundering the nation with wild, reckless abandon. Now, over in Pennsylvania, Congressman Shaka Fata has been convicted on 22 counts of corruption. He submitted his resignation. And it gets even better than that, because an Arizona Democratic lawmaker, Representative Cecilia Velasquez, only months after voting down a law that would have imposed stricter controls on welfare, has been convicted of food stamp fraud herself. They are all crooked. Story coming out of the express.com, and this ties back to what I was saying earlier about the phone call, saying, don't open that email from your bank. It could be a scam. And they're saying, British banking customers are being targeted by a vicious new computer virus that is activated when they open up this email, and it launches a Trojan that steals all of your personal details and sells them to the highest bidder. Avast has found that NatWest and Barclays users are infected with this thing. Anyway, now a little bit of good news. Apparently, there is a woman who sued Microsoft for the forced upgrade to Windows 10. This really does need a class action lawsuit. Came in, discovered her computer had upgraded without her permission, destroyed a bunch of data, rendered her older applications no longer usable, and she sued and she won $10,000 judgment. And I think that's a very, very good thing. Because I'm an old guy. And when I was a kid, the way you did business is you offer to sell your customer what the customer wants. And you make your product as good as it can be for a reasonable price, and that's commerce. We live in a world today where government and corporate interests have aligned together, the classic definition of fascism, to force you to buy things you may not want and can't use. Whether it's upgrade to Windows 10 to force you onto the month-to-month rental model, forced vaccines, and by the way, California has now come out with a vaccine mandate for adults, not just the school children. If you're an adult in California and you don't have your vaccine papers in order, you can be criminally prosecuted. GMOs, all this stuff. They're keeping the economy going by ordering people to buy more and more and more things, whether they want them or not, whether they're safe or not. Completely out of control. But I'm glad she won the lawsuit. I think there needs to be a class action lawsuit against Microsoft for all the damage it's done to the American people, the American computer users. And I remember when Claire was starting this choir season, and by the way, she had the season finale yesterday and it went really well. We had a computer, Windows 7, and to be fair to Microsoft and Windows, which is why I can't join a class action lawsuit, I allowed it to upgrade to Windows 10. It was an unmitigated disaster. It erased all of her music files. Not moved into the recycle bin. I'm talking about gone. Vanished. And I exercised the revert to your previous operating system, and as it turns out, it's not a perfect reversion. And that laptop has been crippled ever since. Fortunately, thanks to the generosity of one of our listeners, we have a new choir support computer. And that old computer, it's sitting in a closet in case we need some kind of a backup machine of some sort. But we're hearing these stories all over. People who had companies set up where they need to have Windows 7 and Windows 8 machines to check whether the apps they're writing will work on all these platforms, and they come on in and all of a sudden everything's a Windows 10 machine. Microsoft has caused huge amounts of economic damage to our country at a time when we cannot afford it. And there does need to be a class action lawsuit. Somebody needs to remind our current generation of corporate leaders of the wisdom of the old saying, the customer is always right. Because right now the attitude seems to be the customer doesn't know what they want, we will decide for them. Even if it doesn't work. And that's really what it comes on down to. If Windows 10 were a solid, reliable operating system, people wouldn't be as resistant. But we've been down this road with Microsoft so many times They'll get an operating system to the point where all the bugs that it was released with are finally taken care of, and they trash it and release a new operating system with thousands and thousands of bugs in it. And we're all working as unpaid quality assurance inspectors from Microsoft to identify these and send them on in. And then when they finally get that working, they throw it out and come out with a new one. And it's making them huge amounts of money, and it's costing us productivity. Because every minute that we are sitting at our computers trying to fix Microsoft's problem is a minute we are not doing what it is we get paid to do. And that's a very, very ugly situation for us all to be in. Most small businesses are just barely hanging on. They can't afford the lost productivity that comes with these poor operating systems, this enforced update. Anyway. All right, getting on to some of the medical issue. The National Cancer Institute has very quietly confirmed cannabis can cure cancer. But don't tell anybody, because those big pharmaceutical corporations don't want you to know. Because they want to go on selling you chemotherapy and radiation treatments. But the National Cancer Institute is saying, yeah, actually, it turns out cannabis can cure cancer. It has medicinal value. But they don't like it. You know why? Because you can grow it in your backyard. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food, grow your own medicine in the backyard. They can't make money off of you with that. And that's what they're all about. Remember, the CEO of Nestle was out there saying that there's no natural right to water. It's got to be commoditized and sold to you. Really? What about the rain coming out of the sky? Oh, well, we're going to make it illegal to collect that. You will be forced to be dependent on the corporations. Now, obviously, we're coming up on Independence Day, and we're going to be talking about that later in the week. And I do want to remind everybody, I'm going to go ahead and repost this article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago about why that Declaration of Independence is as relevant today in our current circumstances as it was in 1776. And it's all about that enforced dependency. You will buy your cloth from this company. You will buy your water from here. You'll buy your coffee and tea from this company. You're not allowed a choice. You will be made dependent on the king's buddies, so the king's buddies can make more money off of you. All right, let's grab a phone call. Ron in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I have a question for you on Windows 10. I'm a Korean veteran, and I'm losing my eyesight. And the VA has given me a computer that has software on it that will read to me.
Yes.
I've Windows 7 Professional. They're going to give me another computer, and the guy that I'm working with insists that I go with Windows 10. What is your opinion?
Well, if they're paying for it and giving it to you, and you're just using it to read and send documents, I think you're going to be okay, because they're delivering to you a system that is hopefully going to be running just fine. My concern is for people and companies like myself, that used to do computer animation, or my wife's composing, because forcing her to Windows 10 breaks a lot of her existing applications, which were perpetual licenses. And one of the reasons Microsoft is forcing Windows 10, they want to get rid of perpetual licenses so that you are paying for your software month to month to month to month, which means they don't have to start developing improved products to get your money. The money's going to be flowing in anyway. But in your particular circumstance, I'm not seeing a strong reason not to just go ahead with the new machine.
I do have one other question. On anything that I store on the computer, does it go into the cloud?
You're going to have to look at the settings, but yeah, they're pushing the cloud on that as well. I don't know what you're planning on storing on the computer, but I would actually get like a USB hard drive or a flash drive and just keep everything on that and unplug it from the computer when you're not using it.
Yeah, well, I'm like you, Michael. I do a lot of research as far as the Constitution and government and stuff like that. and probably some pretty sensitive stuff, but doesn't sound like it's going to hurt too much.
Let me ask you a question. Are they taking back the Windows 7 machine when they give you the Windows 10 machine?
No.
Then air gap that Windows 7 machine and keep your private documents on that.
I thought about that. Yeah, I was thinking I might do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for the advice, Michael.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Interesting article coming out of Natural News. While you were distracted by Brexit, Monsanto's puppets in the U.S. Senate announced a compromise bill to outlaw GMO labeling laws nationwide. They finally got this law through. You're not allowed to know what you're eating. Just trust us. It'll be good for you. More when we come back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show coming up on the top of the hour here. So we're talking about how, while everybody was distracted with Brexit, the Senate has announced a compromise regarding the bill to outlaw GMO labeling laws nationwide. The compromise is that GMO products are going to be labeled with a barcode, which means unless you're carrying a scanner with you, we've got an app for that, I hope, you're not going to know. The whole point of a label is for the consumer to pick something up at the supermarket and say, oh, this has got GMO, I don't want it. A barcode is just a way of saying, okay, you've got GMO labeling, but we're still going to sell you the product because most people can't interpret the barcode. It's pretty absurd. Now then, interesting little story coming out of the Daily Mail. Apparently over in New York, Dr. David Newman of Montclair, New Jersey, has been charged with 5 counts of sexual abuse against 4 patients while working at the Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. And apparently, and again, I have to be very, very careful because I don't want the FCC to come down on our affiliates. But apparently he was giving these women much stronger anesthesia than he told them to knock them out, and then engaged in a sex act with them. And the evidence shows that, yes, he did do this. And I'm wondering, is that covered by Obamacare? I'm kind of wondering, or does that come under the deductible, as it were? All righty. Now, Bruce Allen Darrock, 51, is a former principal of a school sentenced for child porn and apparently was also convicted of 2 counts of failing to assist in a search warrant after refusing to give police passwords to encrypted devices found in his home and his car. Now, kind of neutral on that one. I think passwords to encrypted devices are covered by that Fifth Amendment. By the way, did you know that the police are now starting to train sniffer dogs to detect the smell of this chemical that's used in flash drives? It's a chemical that the actual memory is immersed in to conduct heat away from the memory chip to the outer case as a coolant. And apparently it has a very unique odor that dogs can be trained to detect. So the idea being that if they go into your home and they think there's a flash drive hidden someplace with your plans for a nuclear bomb, the dog, in theory, will find it. I stress in theory because too many of these sniffer dogs have been exposed as responding to cues by the handler rather than actually finding whatever is going on. But it's just something good to know if you have something on your flash drive, like your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, that you don't think the police have any business knowing. We've got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.